Well, good morning, and welcome to this special Halloween edition of The Quiz Show. My name is Ed Hollihan, at least I think it is. We are so glad that you joined us this morning for 1 hour of scary sounds, places, and people. We are pretty scary here. We're also going to be eating candy on the radio. Don't you wish you were here? I wish you were here. And because it's Halloween, we have assembled an exceptional bundle of brains to compete for the smartest kid on the block. But one thing I want to tell you is that at some point in the show, preferably around 9:15, we would love one of you, or many of you, to walk down here, come through our front door, and be a guest for one game. It's 5 quick minutes, and we'll have you out of here. And if you get any of those answers right, we are going to give you some incredible merchandise, like the smoothest hoodie ever, right? Mm, do we have any stocking hats left? Okay, we got those too. And see, that's a big favorite. It always was. I took 3 of them last year, so I owe you guys about $120. Okay. But seriously, let's get to our contestants. I would say that Shayna Meshbesher is here, but she's not. She will be. Hi, Shayna. We love you. Please come down and play with us. Michael Price is here and feeling all quizzy. How you doing, Michael?
I am peachy, and you?
Good. Are you quizzy, too?
Quizzy, yes.
Good, excellent. And as I look over to the scholar's chair, the former reigning always champion's chair, Mark King is back after an extensive travel on the champion's tour. How was that, Mark?
Oh, that was fine. I was invited to some parades.
Really?
Small parades. I rode with the Dairy Queen.
There's so many bad jokes there. Did you bring your tuba?
It's actually in my truck right now.
Is it? Good. Does it have a name? Does your tuba? My tuba has a name. Does your tuba have a name?
It's the brand is a Martin tuba, so we refer to it as Martina.
Okay. The rules are simple. The panel will be asked a question. The first player to buzz in will have a chance to answer. If the answer is incorrect, another panelist may buzz in, and a correct answer will receive a point. How does that person receive a point? Well, our master of the math, Ann Altland, is at her accounting station. Adding machine switched on and ready to keep score. Good to see you again, lady.
Oh, thank good you to for see joining you us. As well. And the contestants. This is
all three of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Shayna's a little blurry.
we're having that fixed. It's called Shayna Vision.
Okay. Oh, great.
I hear that.
Because, you know,
easily
I have
treatable.
To keep score. It's a, you know, visual is helpful.
It is helpful.
In honor of Halloween, she's here in spirit.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Ooh. Thank you.
I wonder how many things she'll get right.
If you think the tuba will do better, we could bring that in.
Martina? Okay, it's time for our very first game. And as always, the first game is on this date in history. Michael, Mark, are you ready?
I believe.
Ready. Hands on the buzzers?
Ready.
Okay. On this date in 1517, what clergyman posted his 95 theses beginning? Mark.
95 what?
Theses.
Oh, Martin Luther.
You would be right. What prime minister of India was assassinated on this date in 1984? Michael.
Idi Amin?
No. Mark. it was a really good guess.
Indira Gandhi?
You're right. So we had the I part, right?
Yeah, right. Close.
I was in the alphabet. That's good. I'm proud of that.
There's only 26 of them. On this date in 475, Romulus Augustulus was proclaimed emperor of what empire? Mark.
Rome.
Yeah, with a name like Romulus, it's best to work in Rome. You know?
Were they named after his brother?
His brother, Ramus.
Ramusville?
Ramus Fizz, actually. The American actor was... He was? I didn't know that. This American actor was born in 1936. He starred in Bonanza and Little House on the Prairie. Who was he? Michael.
Michael Landon.
You're right. Michael's for 800 right there.
I'm a member of the club.
Here's a tricky one. In 1864, this western state was admitted to the Union on Halloween. It would be 80 years before gambling became its main mark.
Nevada.
Nevada would be right. I have a Nevada story if we have time later. It's really good.
I can't wait.
I can wait.
In 1922, this man is made Prime Minister of Italy. He went by the name Il Duce. Mark.
Benito Mussolini.
Mussolini is correct. After 14 years of work, this enormous monument to U.S. presidents is completed. Mark.
Mount Rushmore.
Does anybody know President Rushmore? He was my... In 1956, Great Britain and France begin the bombing of Egypt in order to force the reopening of what? Mark.
The Suez Canal.
You'd be right. I'd call this a roll. In 2011, the global human population reaches what? I'm going to give you three possibilities. Did it reach 5 billion, 7 billion, or 8 billion in 2011? Michael.
7 billion.
Oh, let me check my... You're right. This larger-than-life star of planes, trains, and automobiles, Uncle Buck, Spaceballs, and Stripes, was born in 19... Michael!
John Candy.
John Candy would be right. Whew! That was neck. And? Have you been keeping up? It was pretty frantic.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm on
okay.
It.
Okay, pal. Hey, where do we stand?
Okay.
What does Shayna have, first of all?
Shayna is... I'm sorry to say, but the spirit of Shayna is at zero.
Okay, good.
I do want to say, though, that Anne got four right silently. I'm really proud of myself.
Hey!
I'm really proud of myself.
Live radio. Way to adjust, pal. Would you keep yourself silently in the game for the whole game?
I'm really having a good time. I'm really surprised that I got four right on that.
I'd like to object that she's keeping track of her own score. Just for the sake...
Well, we're going to pretend not to notice that.
I am of the
it's a little strange.
Integrity.
What are the totals,
as
then?
A returning champion, I'll allow it.
Ooh. Thank you, Mark. Let's see what we got here. We've got... All right. Well. Michael, you've got three.
Cool.
All right, Michael.
Not quite as good as me, but he got three. Mm-hmm. And Mark has seven. So
who's in the lead?
So that means that Mark is in the lead.
That's Mark's tuba, in case you're wondering.
Michael is next at three. Well, actually... Never mind.
There's a lady who has four. But
Mark's doing better than me right now, so I think
that's
important.
Yes, but Michael, you know, you've got plenty of time.
Okay, folks, I'm going to say this probably 22 more times. We'd love somebody to walk across the street from Wonder State or down the block from up the block and come in here and participate and walk out of here with some fabulous merchandise, okay?
Absolutely.
Just do that.
Come on down. Yeah,
just say that again, please.
Don't make us come to your house.
Yes. Okay, trusty panel.
Don't make us come to your house.
We left the door open, right?
We did.
Yes. Okay, good.
It's time to play Sounds Like Scary.
Ooh.
I'll read you the definition of a word. That word may or may not have anything to do with Halloween, but it sure will rhyme with the word scary. Mm. Are you ready? A farm devoted to the production of Mark.
Dairy.
You'd be right. Hirsute, unshorn or woolly. Mark.
Hairy.
A mythical being of folklore. Having a diminutive human form and magical powers. Mark again.
Fairy.
I was going to say Barry. But you probably don't know
Barry. But that would have been really wrong.
You don't know Barry.
Barry Manilow. Marked by keen caution, especially in detecting danger. Marked by caution. It's an adjective. Mark.
Wary.
Wary would be right. An oversized place to sit in, located in Pee Wee Herman's Playhouse. Michael.
Cherry!
Yeah.
I didn't
know
even
that.
Know
my
of
personal
course.
Favorite.
Oh, wow.
Of course.
Yeah.
Not surprised.
A sister of Lazarus and Martha, and a friend of Jesus. Who was this? Yes, Michael.
Mary. Friend of Jesus?
There were two.
There were a couple of Marys in the Bible. I didn't want to be the one to break it to you.
I'm sure he'd be friendly with his mom, but I mean...
Magdalene.
Okay, we're going to... move right
along. What's going on?
Not any, not one. Not any, not one. Mark?
Oh, that doesn't rhyme.
Michael?
The word many?
The word is nary.
Oh.
Nary a one.
I was going to say barely.
Well, we'd have considered that. This is the last one to make different in some attribute or character. Yes.
Very.
Very.
And that's very, very good. Okay. That adding machine is clicking away. Anne's looking at the totals. In the meantime, smoke them if you got them. And please, come on down to the radio station.
Come on down.
I don't want to make the panel have to take this next group of questions because they're really way too easy. And that's why we were going to give you a sweatshirt just for showing up. And we still will, if you do. And if you see Shayna on the way, would you tell her she has a gig this morning?
Reminder of the address. That would be helpful.
311 Main Street. Come on down.
Oh, you know what? This is terrible. I'm going to start being careful about that. Shayna, if you're not feeling well, I'm not making fun of you. It's just radio. Okay, Anne, what are the totals?
All right, well, Mark's up to 12 points.
Yes, nice number.
And Michael, you're at 5.
He's coming on.
You came on a couple more points there.
What do you have, Anne?
It's not important.
My objection was only hypothetical, crucial. Really. And you can tell your score. It's okay.
I didn't get any of these.
I'm not good at this either.
I didn't get any of those. I think I didn't understand the game right away.
Rhymes with scary. Which,
I still don't understand the game.
It was incredibly complicated.
That was the setup.
Know, it rhymes with scary. Yeah.
I know.
Remember we played rhymes with butt once upon a time? That was a good game.
Oh,
I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to bring that back, except I think I'm out of butts. No. I used to smoke. Did anybody in the room used to smoke cigarettes? Mark, yes.
I did.
Do you still?
No.
Oh, good. I don't either. I
one
remember.
Week in college, just one week.
One, you
I
hold,
smoked,
hold
I
it
smoked
a second. This is the voice of Ann Altman. You smoked for 1 week?
Yeah.
While in college?
Yep. Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Must
yeah.
have
well,
a rough week,
mean,
I guess.
If you're going to do
tried
it,
tried
it
out.
It then.
Was kind of fun, but then I was like, I don't want to do that anyway.
Kind of a tobacco rum springer.
Excuse me? What? Excuse me?
A tobacco rum springer.
That's what I thought you said.
Yep.
Can you say that on the radio? I guess so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
After the show, somebody tell me what that word means. Well, I'm looking around the studio. Hey, it looks like us, kids. We're going to be playing the next game. What
so.
Do you know? It's time to play Choose Me. Choose Me.
Oh, I was just walking down the street, and the door was open.
Oh, hi, Clark. How are you? It's good
fine.
To see you.
I'm
Would
adequate.
You sit in Mark's lap, please? And
this is very comfortable.
Well, that's what everybody says.
I've
about
heard Mark
Mark's.
Has a comfortable lap.
That's
yeah.
what everyone says.
Okay, it's all over town.
Choose me. These are all multiple choice. One of these three answers is right, and it will be that way for every single question. One answer. Three possibilities. Humans are born with 270 bones. Over time, many of them fuse. How many bones does the adult human body have? I'll give you three choices. If you start with 270, do you end up with 190, 206, or 221? Mark.
206.
You'd be right. We're going to count them after the show, so if you have some time, stick around.
I have 207.
never mind. Halloween was first celebrated in America in the 1840s. What immigrant group brought the Halloween tradition with them? Was it?
The Irish.
Boy, didn't even need the hints. Well done, Michael.
Oh,
man.
I saw this commercial recently that told me about that and said, come to Ireland. So I might just go.
What film... does the line, do you like scary movies, come from? Is it
Scream?
Michael? Yes, you'd be right.
Man. What were the choices?
Scream?
I never got to them.
I know.
That's how good the guy is. That's how good the guy is. The Village Halloween Parade is the largest in America. Where is the Village Halloween Parade held? Is it New York, Los Angeles, or Miami? Largest in America. Largest in my Michael?
Miami?
No. Mark?
One of the other two, New York.
Yes.
Dang, I
the village refers
I did
to Greenwich Village.
Shot in the dark.
Oh. This is my personal favorite. What was the original name for candy corn? Was it called sweet corn, chicken feed, or yummy corn? Mark?
Sweet corn.
Wrong. Michael?
Chicken feed.
Chicken feed. Don't you love that? I'm so glad they changed that.
Thanks for narrowing it down for me, though, Mark. I appreciate
right.
that.
My pleasure. That's what I do best.
What famous American actually died on Halloween? He died in 1926 on Halloween. Was it Teddy Roosevelt? Was it Ernest Hemingway? Was it Harry Houdini? Mark.
Harry Houdini.
Harry Houdini.
Yep. Harry Houdini.
Punched in the belly and died. Oh, wow. Brother.
That just shows you not to dare anybody to do stuff.
Stupid stuff. Yeah.
Yep. Mess around and find out.
Who was the first lady to decorate the White House for Halloween? Was it Mamie Eisenhower? Was it Dolly Madison? Was it Michelle Obama?
Ooh.
Yeah, tough. Michael.
Michelle Obama.
No. Mark, care to go?
Dolly Madison.
No.
Dang.
And you guessed Mamie Eisenhower, didn't you? You get the point. Well
the
done.
Point.
The answer is Mamie.
You should
Eisenhower.
Throw him and guess one of the other ones just to see what they'll do.
Who wrote the original Frankenstein story? Was it Lord Byron? Mark.
Mary Shelley.
Mary Shelley is right. Very nice. How many colors are there in the normal bag of M&Ms? 4, 6, or Michael?
6.
There are 6. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and brown. Thank you very much.
Who remembers when there were dark brown ones?
Oh,
I do.
I still have some in my pocket.
Before they re-added the red.
They're not exactly dark brown, no. What is a group of witches called?
Mm.
Is it a coven? Michael?
A coven.
Mark, yes. A coven.
Or coven.
I was going to say gaggle.
Gaggle, yeah.
That's feathered witches. It's very specific. That's a gaggle. And what state is it illegal? This is Terry O'Connor's favorite question. And what state is it illegal to dress up as a nun or a priest on Halloween? I'm serious. There is a state where it's illegal to pretend to be a nun or priest. Is it Rhode Island?
New Jersey.
Well, you had a 1 in 50
shot. I did that
shot.
One for you.
Thank
I did
you,
that
buddy.
One for you.
Thank you. Mark, that leaves us, now that Jersey is out, is it Rhode Island? Is it Oklahoma? Is it Alabama?
I was going to say Vatican City, but
you would
Oklahoma.
Been, well, that was a good guess. Mm. It's Sweet Home Alabama. Yep.
Freebird.
Hats off to that.
Freebird.
Can you imagine? Now picture this. You're in a state legislature. Oh, let's just pick a state, Alabama. And you're actually discussing whether it should be
Halloween costumes?
Yeah. Yeah, what does that say? What do you think that says? Oh, there's Bob Hill standing right across. Oh, man, I wish I had longer. And Monica, right there. And the grandkids, right? Any one of them would make just great contestants. Well, maybe they'll mosey over.
It's good
over
to have windows
we'll
in the studio. We can see all the people who are having more fun than us.
You might call this our window on Main Street. You might. Anne? Oh, hell right!
You know what?
Yes.
And would you start working on those totals?
That was the best.
This is going to be the weirdest show ever.
Expression.
The adding machine. The
adding
machine.
Oh, my God. That was amazing.
Shayna Meshbecher has just entered the studio, folks.
Whoa. I didn't oversleep at all.
No, that's
no,
good.
No, you look fine.
Oh, God. You look your best right now, I think.
Pajama best.
Yeah.
And how many points does Shayna have?
Well,
because she's been on a
deficit.
Roll. You've been doing
let me add her.
Maybe we could give Shayna Ann's points.
Ooh.
Ooh.
She answered
no.
in
no.
your stead.
No. Not until I contribute to any of this shenanigans.
Boy, would we get an earful about that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's probably true.
You remember, Mark. Mark, why do I look at you
all
and
right.
say, Michael, why do I look at you and say... Yeah.
Do you want
anyway.
Us to switch?
No,
that,
no, please no. No
I remember
no,
them all,
please,
but I
no.
won't be quizzed on their names.
Okay. And
yes, I
at
have
long
numbers.
Last, I'm back to you.
Mark, Mark has 17 points.
Say that again. How many?
17.
Holy MacDougal.
Did he answer questions that were silent? I don't remember there being that many questions.
Well, he actually answered them silently.
All of them.
It's early in the
we're
morning.
Only 20 minutes in.
And then,
yeah. And
then Michael has 9.
Coming on. Shayna? What does Shayna have?
Okay. More than half.
Listen,
of what
this
he
is
has.
Maybe just a tortoise and hare scenario, okay? bigger miracles have happened.
Slow and steady, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I mean,
this could be like one of those electoral college things.
Oh, boy.
Wait till they get to the calculus questions later.
So we'll let them know in January who won the game?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's
exactly.
Good. And you make an excellent point. The Dodgers did come back from a 5-0 deficit and win the World Series last night.
And
congratulations.
The
serious games of the world. There's a lot of them.
Is it still baseball season?
This is in the past.
Did you know there's no crying in baseball? There isn't.
Well, there is crying in politics, and it might be the first year that a woman leads. And so I'm just saying, don't count me out yet.
We're not.
In this race.
Totally
today.
In. No. Okay.
Very good.
This is far and away the most difficult game we're going to play today. Mm. It's time to put on your scary and name that spooky thing. Mm. We'll play a sound clip, and you folks will have to identify it. Name the villain or the movie. It is quotes from the villain. And they can name either the villain or the movie is in, okay? So put your scary on.
Okay.
Play number one, please.
A census taker once tried to test me.
Mark.
Oh, his name has vowels and consonants in it, but it's from Silence of the Lambs.
We'll give you the point because you got to it. He's a personal favorite of one of the candidates. Hannibal Lecter is his name.
Can we not get some bonus points here?
No.
Okay.
A little late to go over
I
the
know.
Rules.
I'm jumping in wherever
can
I can.
Can we get you some coffee, Shayna?
I couldn't pass.
Perhaps a Danish.
A V8.
Okay.
So to answer your question, it is a little late.
Okay. At least I got my answer to that. Thank you.
Number next.
You like Huey Lewis on the news? Their early work was a little too...
Shayna.
American Psycho?
Yes, indeed. Oh, well done.
I did not see that one.
She's on the boards as predicted. Okay.
Slow but steady.
Number 3.
I'm afraid I can't do that.
What's the problem?
Mark.
That's Hal
that
from
sure
2001
is Hal.
Space Odyssey.
One of my favorite villains.
Good one.
I've got that sound clip on my phone, so when I receive a text, it says, "That's
awesome.
I can't do that. I think we're on. Yeah, we're on number 4. Get your headphones on. Be ready. Here it is.
I'm your number 1 fan. There is nothing to worry.
Michael.
Misery?
Yes.
Is the movie. I forget her name, but Misery.
That's Kathy Bates. Yeah.
I tucked that into a deep pocket in my brain as a child. I haven't seen
Here's
it since.
Here's a trivia question that I'll give you the answer to because there aren't any points. Margot Hipwell's mom. Seriously, the star of Porky and Porky's Revenge and Porky 3 and Porky 7 was offered the part.
Who knew?
She turned it down because, hey, that's... Well, who knows why she turned it down. Now, name me the actress who got every famous part from there on for a large-sized woman who was devilishly mean. That was
Kathy Bates.
Mm. She was great at it.
Oh, she still is.
She still works. Yes. Okay. We have 2 more. Here's the next one.
Russell Durham.
Mark.
Gollum.
The Gollum is right.
Good one.
Oh. Himself. What a wonderful character. The boy. There's some good characters
precious.
In that story.
We got a little Gollum over here.
I really thought Terry was playing another clip. And no, that's Michael.
Yeah, that sounded good.
On top of the Michael.
I used to get in trouble in school all the time.
I bet you did.
I bet you did.
Let's see now. We got one and only one scary clue left.
Nobody's stronger than me.
Nobody has better toys than I do.
There's nobody bigger or better at the military than I am.
Nobody loves the Shana. Bible more.
Donald Trump.
Would you say that again, please?
Donald Trump.
It is.
I thought
Donald.
You said Forrest Gump.
Oh. What a great
haunts my nightmares.
What a great, reaction.
Yep.
That was something. Hey, thanks for playing Name That Scary Thing. That was fun. Thanks for finding those, Terry.
Yeah.
Well, let's see now.
Thanks for writing.
We got the editing machine clicking away over there.
Yeah. Ready.
What's the name of that song? You won't get a point for it.
That's called Cool Whip and Other Delights. Whipped Cream and Other Delights.
What?
Urban Tijuana Brass Band or something?
Everybody.
We should have done that before Shana showed up. We could have just done
okay,
it the whole
clear
time
the room.
And then you came in. That would have been perfect.
Go to the bridge.
Say,
would you like to know the scores?
Wizard of the Math.
Oh, the math.
Could you please give us the scores?
Mark has 20 points.
Ayo.
Nice even round 20. Coming
it's a beautiful
in
round
Michael
20.
Has an even round 10.
Nice.
Ayo.
And Shana is on the map with 2.
You couldn't wow. run me to
that is great
time.
Stuff. That
and they're
is
all
great
like divisible
stuff.
Of each
the
other and everything.
The studio audience loves it.
The mathematic folks must be going nuts out there right now.
Okay.
It's good. Even numbers.
Sports
even
fans.
Numbers. Coming up.
I'm going to start by asking you to take your glasses off.
Oh.
We've come to the truly frightening part of the Halloween quiz show. Our panel of experts will don their blindfolds. They will be issued some stuff on a plate. Yes, stuff on
this
the
was
plate.
Very scary last time. It got dark and I didn't know where I was.
That's why they call them blindfolds. Yes.
But they're not folded.
They will be.
That's true.
Okay.
Fold in these blindfolds. Now, I want my money back.
Can you see
now they
can
will
I
be.
Just, can I just make an announcement?
Please do.
I had a sibling who I didn't like growing up. And we used to do a lot of mystery plates as sick jokes. But it was our way of getting along and yet treating each other poorly. So I have a lot of practice at this.
I'd like to thank you for bringing that up.
Taste testing.
Shana.
Yes.
Thank
yes,
you for bringing
siblings.
That up as I put my blindfold on and have no idea what I'm going to be fed. So I'm just saying. That makes it easier.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're
just
passing.
The direct person to
passing.
Your right. Yeah.
Yes. We're yes.
Oh,
they will all be wondering.
Should I put a hand out? Or?
Yeah, there it is. There it is. They will all be wondering, what the heck am I eating?
Full disclosure, I can see just the edge of my nostril through this.
Well, here's a tip. Do not bite your nostril, okay? eat what's on the plate instead. There's a plate in front of you, Mark. Yes,
yes.
Good man. This is how we can tell that the blindfolds are working, when they're just sort of reaching wildly.
Are they allowed to touch it, or do they have to like lick it off the plate or something, or like just bite it?
Okay. Why does it feel like there's macaroni and cheese stuck to my plate?
Because there is. Oh. That's from last night. That was yesterday's quiz show, and they were supposed to be washed. I'm sorry.
Very good. Oh,
it's okay.
Oh there's a thing.
Everything
on
cheese.
Okay.
Everything you taste from this moment on will be some form of trick or treat candy.
Can I start?
Okay. No.
Oh, okay.
It'll take years
for
this stuff to kill you, so don't be scared. Contestants, bite your candy.
Oh, I almost lost mine.
You can't.
Pretty good. First thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, before coffee.
I can't hear you tasting yours, Shana.
It's pretty stuck in my teeth, guys.
Remember,
I think I did one request. Things that don't get stuck in my teeth.
You do have to buzz in if you think you know what it is.
Oh, buzz in?
Mark.
I'm just going to say gummy worm.
I'm going to ask for more specifics.
Oh, Michael. It's much more specific.
It is a Swedish
Oh,
fish.
Right. Oh, on the right on the
favorite.
Button.
It's so distinct. I couldn't put my finger on it.
What's the difference?
Okay, we're going to
thank you, Norway.
Oh, it's different.
Thank you, Norway, okay, for bringing these here.
We're going to hand out shots of Jim Beam to clean your palate.
Ooh.
And then we'll give you this the next piece of candy. Here
yeah,
comes
if you
the next.
Just put that in a cup of coffee for me. That'd be great.
The next piece of candy.
Okay. Okay.
Michael.
Keep your plate right there.
Hold it.
This is a very...
oh, God, what'd you put on here, a brick?
Mark,
holy cow.
Your,
yes?
Your candy is on your plate.
Okay.
Okay, contestants?
Yes.
Bite it.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah!
Dude, yes, I didn't even get to call your name, but yes, Mark...
Mark
had the buzzer and
can
got
I
the
spit
answer.
This one out? Ooh.
Yeah,
you can spit. It's your plate.
Well, it's too late now.
I'm just going to swallow mine.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
He was right,
Ooh,
though.
Forgot. It's forgot how
okay.
much those
Could
bite.
You keep your plates right where they are?
Here comes the next one.
Okay.
Here comes another wonderful piece of something.
I already know what this is.
Well, you wait till
is
everybody gets it,
Is this the fine
Lennox
china from the cabinet?
No, this is still last night's mac and cheese.
Candy.
Oh.
Okay. Bite it.
3, 2, 1, Reese's Pieces peanut butter cups.
Shane is all over it. All over
You guys,
it.
This is like my best friend.
Now,
Reese's, you know.
You've had one or two of these in your life, have you? Mm-hmm. I'm guessing. I'm just mm-hmm. guessing here, Shana.
Well,
but,
I did have a hankering.
Can
just
I have some
morning,
more?
So, mm-hmm.
Can I have some more?
Some more? The boy wants more.
Okay, I would like some more, please.
Even blindfolded, I can tell we were given a quarter of a Reese's cup,
yes,
and there are three contestants.
Hey. So
there's another quarter
that was,
somewhere.
Wow. That was good.
Is there still a hiding contestant under the...
No. Not only that, there should be a second one at least, okay? I work with four packs myself, so there should be enough to share for everybody in
to
this
answer
room.
Your question, Mark, the fourth piece is still in Ann's pocket, which is where all this candy comes from.
Ooh. Wow.
She had to do
that.
That
explains
she
why
wouldn't...
they're all warm.
Yeah.
Explains
some,
a lot.
Oh, we're just going to drop
one,
that. Right.
Next one coming. Next one coming.
Okay.
Hold your plates.
Next one. Beauty.
Okay.
Okay.
Why is this one fuzzy?
You're going to have to
maybe,
wait.
Maybe they should not touch them.
Oh, yeah. We can't. Okay.
Don't touch until everyone has them.
Oh, okay.
Everyone's plate has
something.
That explains
something. Why mine felt like air.
Oh, my God. This one's moving. Oh, my God.
Bite the other
don't
one.
Let it get
okay.
Me.
Bite away.
I can't even
Ooh.
Find it on my plate.
Ooh. Oh. Shana.
Peppermint patty?
You'd be mm-hmm. right.
Ooh, so delightful.
Very nice.
Oh, look.
Ooh, crisp.
Palate cleanser.
Are you trying to tell me I have a breath problem?
You
I feel
sure.
like I've been, I
you
feel like
anymore.
I've been slighted here.
No, this is anymore. A this is a proper flight of candy this morning.
It
so
is.
That was
Ooh.
Meant to come towards the end
nice.
As like
a flight of candy.
Little bit of
is it?
Gelato in between, you know.
Would you like to would you like a little piece of trivia about York peppermint patties?
Yeah, please.
They were originally made in York, Pennsylvania, which is where my mom and dad both were born and raised.
No kidding.
How cool is that?
Yes, my mom's favorite candy.
And before that, they were made other places, so they were like called, you know, Buffalo...
Buffalo right. Patties?
Buffalo Patties.
Yeah, that, was, that name didn't work.
So they had to move to Pennsylvania to,
right.
you know, obvious reasons.
There you go. Okay.
All right, next candy coming
we
up.
We have one and only one
Don't.
Left.
Smell or touch until everyone has it.
That's right.
Oh.
I will give you the cue. Okay. There's
okay.
one on a plate. Here comes number two on a plate.
Oh.
And
are they going to fight it out? And we have to
the
taste the one.
Time?
Who
no. This is, you have only one on
oh.
your plate.
I
was
oh,
talking
I see.
About the
I
plates.
See. I
oh,
see.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Bite your candy.
There's nothing on my. Oh, there it is. Oh, that's candy corn.
Oh.
The mint was masking it.
Yes,
I didn't even
it
know
was.
What it was.
Yes, it was. That was a move.
Would you
that
say
was
the
move.
Mint was masking it again?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's so
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, it was hiding the flavor. I was like, what is this?
The guy can
stuff?
Write.
Paste?
The guy's got away with words. Uh-oh.
The grainy,
Mike
chalky
down.
Consistency was Uh-oh. A giveaway.
I should have known. I should have known. Yeah.
It's a good thing you guys can see this on Channel 17.
Oh,
because,
you didn't tell
oh,
me we were
oh,
on
can't.
TV.
Well, we are, but there's no picture, so... that was it, folks. You can take
okay,
those blindfolds
okay.
off. Thank you so much for doing that. That can be a little
can I eat
scary.
The leftovers?
I'm still hungry.
Yeah, you can have the left. Empty your
I'm
pockets, Ann.
The warm ones in your pocket.
Okay, we're going to give Anne a minute because she was actually instrumental.
I was listening for apparently not well enough.
Headphones. See, this is trouble. Yeah, this is. He may do the rest of the game blindfolded, which in radio is perfectly. Oh, that's the look for you is
you
even,
need more
even better.
Headphone-friendly blindfolds.
Yeah,
because these are not it.
And
okay. But they do have unicorns and glitter on them.
What do the totals look like?
That's true, they do.
I'm getting there.
You're eating candy, aren't
you? Yep.
Excuse me, young lady, you're eating candy on the radio? Mm-hmm. Did you bring enough for everyone? And that's where the show turns south.
Oh, I just got a nudge of the...
Say how many candies everybody got right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mark got two right on that.
All right.
Shana got two right on that.
All right.
Ayo. Michael got one.
Mm. All right.
So we've got totals of, I love this.
But I was funny, so.
Yes.
But so I'm the real winner because I got that last quarter of the peanut butter cup.
You ate more candy than anyone
else. I
did. Way to go, Shana. That's well done.
You want to know the scores or not?
Yes. No, I'm so sorry. Yes, it's true.
Getting hot in here.
So Mark has 22, as I said. Michael has 11, again, half Mark's score.
This is uncanny.
So I have 33.
The plan is working.
You have 4.
The plan is working.
All right. She's coming on.
Yeah,
the comeback kid.
Yep.
Wait, so that's the tortoise and the hare thing coming up?
Yeah. Kids are doing all right. Yeah.
It's time for our next game, which is called Common Knowledge. Mm. We're going to name three things. It's your job to tell us what they have in common with each other. Are you ready? Pardon my frog.
So this is like a matching game.
I'm going to name three things. They have something in common. It might be their name. It might
common
be
denominator.
Something.
Got it.
A common. Thank you. Common denominator.
Yeah.
Okay. Cheese, birthday, upside down. What do they have in common? Michael.
Wisconsin.
Shana.
Cake.
Yes.
They're
cakes. And indeed, they are in Wisconsin. but we're going to give the point to you, Shana.
Yes, thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Okay.
Got candy on the mind. Cake. It goes hand in hand. Mm. Yeah.
I got that one plate silently. Plate. Just wanted you to
what
know.
What do these?
I think you're just pretending
is that
to
another
get
that.
That was
honestly.
A bird.
I think that's what's happening.
That was an on-air bird. Okay. I'm slow. Yeah. Keep going.
Louis, Paul, Augustine. Louis, Paul, Augustine. Mark.
The names of the members of the Mamas and Papas.
Wrong. Mark King.
Are those popes?
They.
I mean, runner-up guess, are they saints?
Oh, wow. Man. They are U.S. cities that start with the word saint.
That was. Oh.
Yeah,
I mean,
we're going to give you a point. We're
going to
give you
That's
a point.
A slop
I was going to say, that was a close
point. Yeah, I play slop, so I'm not beyond accepting that point. Thank you.
Okay, here's three more. Long, Easter, and...
Islands.
Michael, very Ooh. Good.
Mwah.
Long Island, Easter Island, and the last one was going to be Fire Island. Yes.
Fire. Fire.
I thought beach.
Folks,
I thought we were going
you never
beach.
Know what's
going
to set them off or in what direction. That's why we ask them to come on the show.
That's good. I thought
Here
I
we
was
go.
The wild card.
Three more. Well, a lot more than three more, but here's three more for you right now. Panama. Fez. Baseball. Mark.
Hat.
Very good. Whoa. Hats. Three more.
I almost said canal.
I did too.
Yeah, see? I was like, where's the Fez Canal? I don't care. I'm going to raise my hand. No, I I'm not too sure.
Fez Canal.
Yes.
Somewhere out
Last
there.
Last year we cruised on the baseball canal. I remember it well.
I know. The baseball really threw me
That was really good. That was, thank you. Okay, three more. Charlie. Bags, bear. Charlie, bags, bear. Oh. Shana?
Oh, dear. Oh, no. I was thinking.
That's wrong, Shana.
Teddy, Theodore.
Anybody else?
That's right. The first thing is not to think.
Charlie, bags, and bear. Charlie, bags, and bear. Let me try it
Charlie
this way.
Charlie horse, bag horse, bear horse.
You get...
I think he should get half a point. I mean, I know he's winning, but damn, that was a good one.
I think he should get half of something, but it ain't going to be a point, I tell you that.
You can have half of a candy corn.
Charlie Brown, brown bags and brown bear. Brown was your answer there.
Oh, if he had said UPS, I would have gotten it.
Yeah.
Brown. Thank you, Brown.
What can Brown do for you?
Exactly.
Lion, crab, fish. Lion. Shana.
Zodiac?
Zodiac would be right.
Oh. Leave it to the...
Candlestick. Jurassic Central. Mark.
Park.
Parks.
Candlestick Park?
Mm-hmm.
Where baseball. The Giants used to play. They renamed it to something else, but it's the one the Giants built.
That's another one of those sports things that I don't...
That's why.
...shouldn't know.
Yeah, very good.
Fire. Garbage.
Fire.
Pickup. Fire.
Oh, fire.
Mark.
Truck.
They're trucks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, good one. Good one.
Should have gotten that one.
Nurse. Tiger. Hammerhead. Michael.
Sharks.
They would be sharks.
A nurse shark?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. They're actually
Julius Caesar.
Sharks.
Julius Caesar. Rasputin. William McKinley. Julius. Michael.
Leaders?
No.
Oh.
Mark.
Assassinated.
They were definitely assassinated.
Oh.
Okay, we're going to give you one more.
Got it.
Feather, heavy, and bantam. Feather, Michael.
Weight.
Yes, they are weight divisions in boxing. Whoa, that was well done, folks. That was well done. I particularly like the canal answer. I can't remember who came
we
up
both
with
thought,
that.
Yeah, you left
Panama.
Us set.
Birth.
Our first guess.
Okay, yeah. Our wizard of the accounts is totaling, is totaling even as we speak. That's how many points have been scored. This is a lot.
It took me 5 minutes to think of that one.
Points.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Anne. Here we go.
Mark has 26 points.
26.
Michael has 14.
14.
So
he
that's
broke the
more
he
than
broke
half.
The half of
He's
rule.
Above half.
Okay.
Of
he is above
marks.
Half.
Yeah.
I hit a vein of questions.
And Shana is at 7.
Hey, yo.
Hey.
Nothing
coming
to sneeze
on.
At.
Yeah. And she's trying to jump my claim.
She's catching up, buddy. She's catching up. Okay.
Ooh, look, she's half of Michael.
Yeah.
It's time to play Name That Tune. Terry will play a short section of a song. They are all seasonally related.
Ooh.
That's all I'm going to say about that. Well, it's your job songs. To give the title of the song, and if you want to show off, you can name the artist too. But we're looking for a song title here. That's
extra points for dancing.
That's the one that gets the point is the song title, and only the song title. Oh, there, I feel better. are you ready, Mr. Engineer? Play number one, please.
This town we call home.
Shana.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
It was very good.
Tim Burton.
I didn't know you spoke more. It's from The Nightmare Before Christmas. Yes.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Those of you who might be wondering, Danny Elfman is the Wonder Kid composer who wrote that, and along with every other movie.
Awesome thing. Composer.
Original member of Oingo Boingo.
Oh, really?
Post-punk band.
Mm-hmm. 10
serious?
Points. 10 points. For just kidding. Number two, please. Mark?
Sympathy for the Devil.
Yes, it would be.
Oh, good one.
Yes, it would be.
Oh, I wouldn't have had the name.
Okay. Put on your really smart heads.
Yeah.
Number three, please.
I know a guy who's tough but sweet.
Michael. I want candy.
That was a new Land Speed record.
And I do.
Think. That was it. There are more later. If you get us through the show, I'll give you more candy. That's all I can say.
If you feed me enough, I turn into Cornholio. Just saying.
Number next, please.
Number next. Season of the Witch.
Absolutely.
And well dressed for the part, too.
Absolutely.
You know, Lana Del Rey just covered it recently. It's not half bad. She slows it down. It's very good.
Okay. Number next, please. Michael?
It's Rob Zombie.
It is.
Come
on, buddy. You can do it.
Sing it.
Doggone it.
Doggone it is not the right answer. Does anybody want to pick up on that?
I know. It's rock zombie.
I was going through the words. I got that far and then just...
Well, it makes you...
You hum it till you get to the chorus.
Yeah.
It makes you wish the name of the song were Dracula. Oh, it was. It's Dracula.
Yep.
Okay.
Which is the name of the Munsters car it was named after.
We have the second to last one. Yes, very good. Uh-huh. Very good.
Grandpa's Dragster.
Would you play it, please? And at night when the moon is bright, someone cries something right. Yes, Michael.
Pet Sematary
is right, and the Ramones is right.
Oh. Not a bad movie either.
The very last, the very final
Pet Sematary.
Name
Stephen
this
King.
Tune. Michael.
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice it is.
I'll save you the trouble of saying it twice more.
anybody know who the composer of the Beetlejuice score might be?
Danny Elfman?
Yes, Danny Elfman.
Do you think he did Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? That sounded very Honey, I Shrunk the Kids-esque.
Yeah, Danny Elfman and John Williams do all the soundtracks.
Of the 90s.
Yeah, you couldn't be too far wrong naming them each time. Anne, how's the math coming over there? That was quite a...
I've noticed that my column, you've run out of room on the page.
Okay.
Can anybody else see that over there?
Easy, fella. Okay. No, I stopped.
Can see it from here, Mark.
Pay attention once you cleared the first page. Yeah.
It is true. It is true that Mark has two columns.
Ooh.
I had to start a second column.
I think that's a quiz show first.
Can we just count his points as columns? I think the rest of us would be doing better than that.
This is true.
Two columns.
Once you go to the next column, it resets to zero.
It's 2-1. Okay, what do you say, Wizard?
27 for Mark.
Ooh-hoo.
What's half of that?
No. Oh. Michael did very well on this game. He has 17.
Ooh,
he's coming up. Watch out, Mark. Watch out. And Shayna has a respectable 9.
It's very respectable. Considering she started 2.5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I mean, considering
I'd say 9 points is
games.
Pretty darn good.
And how many of those songs did you get?
A big fat 0. No. I got Pet Sematary.
Okay,
folks. Nice.
But that's about it.
Okay.
It's time for our penultimate game. Are we allowed to say penultimate on the radio?
You did it twice.
Never mind. What, penultimate?
Three.
Oh, okay. The game is called Say What?
It's like saying Beetlejuice 3 times. If you say penultimate 3 times, it's over.
Say what?
What?
I will read a quote from a famous figure. I will give you 2 choices for each quote. It's your job to pick, he said, the correct one. Yeah. Are you ready?
Very.
We have nothing to fear but fear itself. Mark.
Winston Churchill.
Yeah. Wrong.
Martin Luther King.
Wrong, and I forgot to give you the second choice, but it won't help you. Nope. Is it?
You didn't give us any choices.
No, I know. Let's start that again, okay? I forgot what sort of game this penultimate. Oh, dang,
see?
I said it again.
This is what happens, Ed.
We have nothing to fear but fear itself. Was that Felix the Cat or Franklin D. Roosevelt? Mark.
I'm going to say...
The other Churchill.
Roosevelt.
You're right.
Yeah.
We're not in Kansas anymore. Michael?
Dorothy?
Yes, it was Dorothy.
Yeah.
Take the bull by the tail and face the situation. Was that Donald Trump or W.C. Fields?
It would be W.C. Fields.
It was W.C. Fields. There's no crying in baseball. Is that Lady Gaga or Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, says Shayna, and Shayna would be right. There I was with the business end of a .38 pointed at me. For those of you listening, that's the front end. You know, there's a gun being pointed. Who said that? Mickey Mouse or Humphrey Bogart? Michael?
Humphrey Bogart.
Humphrey Bogart would be right.
Although I've heard Mickey say it before.
Yeah.
I think he was quoting.
Yeah, but that's
a cover.
Joke. Yeah. When I'm good, I'm very good. When I'm bad, I'm even better.
That's a That's Mae West.
That's Mae West.
Nice.
One of the great lines in all of scriptum.
Total diva.
I think she invented
earned
the word.
Title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't eaten at McDonald's since I became president.
Oh, dear.
Was that Teddy Roosevelt or Bill Clinton?
Bill Clinton.
It was Bill Clinton.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, Teddy Roosevelt did eat at McDonald's after... No, never mind.
Back when the sign said, three served.
Uh-huh. That's very good. Hey, you want to do a quiz show?
When I can be here.
Okay, here's another quote.
I'll have to check my schedule.
Please do.
And set your alarm.
This time.
all of them were set.
I was
going to
say, your sleep schedule, baby.
In my defense, all of them were set.
Who's on first?
What's
did,
on
s- did Penn and Teller say that, or Abbott and Costello?
It was Abbott and Costello.
That would be right, Mark. What's love got to do with it?
Tina Turner. Yeah. What's love?
You don't get this kind of radio just anywhere, folks. Nope. She's throwing Tina moves here. This is pretty exciting.
Cool. Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken?
Drum fill.
Oh, man.
Saxophone solo.
That's good
Air
stuff.
Saxophone.
I got one more for you. Okay. Houston, we've had a problem. Was that Jose Altuve or Jim Lovell? Michael.
Jim Lovell.
Jim Lovell from all the way out there in space. Okay. Machines going. Numbers are flashing. Contestants are sweating.
Last stretch.
Mm-hmm. Won't the next one will be the penultimate segment.
You're just daring fate, aren't you? You're just daring fate.
Wait, is this a superstition I don't know about?
Well, he said like that the last game was.
What do you got there, Ann?
Which means last.
All righty.
Here it comes.
Ann wants our
Here
attention.
Comes.
Mark has 32 points. Michael now has a second column with 20 points.
So back to zero.
I have second column.
And Shayna has 11.
All right.
Two digits.
It is calculating.
He's calculating as only he can.
Oh, I like the sound effects. Oh.
Okay, folks.
Your last chance for chocolate. It
Do you know what? It's time for the final round. Each panelist will be asked a series of questions in rapid order. They will have 40 seconds to answer as many as they can. I caution you not to waste time on a question that is stumping you, and don't choke on your candy. Move on. We can come back to the question if you still have time on your clock.
Oh, I'm sorry, you said not.
Order of play will be Shayna, followed by Michael, followed by Mark.
Okay.
Do not change your seats, please. Unnamed panelist did that to me once, and it was enormously embarrassing.
And they never returned.
Okay, Shayna, are you ready? Rapid succession. Don't let yourself get stuck.
Okay.
Okay, ready? What sports championship is decided in the World Series?
Baseball?
Yes. Name a senator from Wisconsin.
Tammy?
Right. What sort of bird gets a presidential pardon on Thanksgiving?
Turkey?
Yes. What is the date of this year's presidential election?
November
19th. No.
Five. Yeah. Fiver.
Sorry. Fiver. How many days does October have?
31.
Yes. Spell autumn.
A-U-T-U-M-N.
Right. A-U-T-U-M-N. You do get the point for that. Very good.
Ooh, that was a sprint.
That's tough.
That was a hard sprint.
See, the trick to this game, obviously, is it has to go quick. Okay. And that's what makes these questions difficult.
Very good.
Michael.
Yes.
Name a candidate in the upcoming presidential election.
Donald Trump.
Yes. What day of the week is Thanksgiving on?
The 26th this year.
What day of the week?
Oh, day of the week.
Yeah,
oh,
I'll give you another shot.
Go. Thursday.
Yeah, very good. What is the date of Halloween?
31st.
Name a scary movie character. Anyway.
Jason.
Yes. What turns a different color in the fall?
The leaves.
Yes. Where's the main campus of the University of Wisconsin?
Madison.
Yes. Translate Dia de los Muertos.
Day of the Dead.
Yes. Very good. Well done. Well done. Well done.
Yes.
Okay,
well
Mark.
Done.
I'm going to need another gummy bear for this.
Swedish fish, please.
Oh, yeah.
Ready, Mark?
Wait, Swedish fish are blue?
I think it's just like a blue.
Everything in Sweden
version.
Is blue or yellow.
Or red.
Name a prominent presidential candidate who dropped out of the race this year.
Biden.
Yeah. Name a scary movie.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah. What day of the week is Election Day?
Tuesday.
Yes. Yes. What Halloween tradition includes handing out candy?
Trick or treating.
Yeah. What is the team name for all UW sports teams?
The Badgers.
Yes. Who won Wisconsin's electoral votes in 2020 presidential? 2020.
Trump?
No. It was Joe Biden.
Oh, that guy.
The other one. The other one in 2020. Well, folks, we're gonna smoke him if we got him because the tension here is incredible.
It's high.
I was disappointed because I knew this was going to be the Halloween themed show, and I was practicing saying the word Nosferatu.
Nosferatu. I thought it was Nosferatu.
Nos, nos. And you the other say one was, Feratu, I say.
Were you disappointed there weren't any Star Wars questions?
No, that's fine. I was ready to go Lon Chaney.
Okay. We're going to find out in ascending order the totals.
That's smallest to biggest.
Okay. You get another point for that.
Oh, boy.
All right. In ascending order. We've got Shayna at 16.
Hello. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Michael at 27.
Ooh. That's a big
and
comeback.
And Mark at 37.
Champion.
Big old 37.
Well done.
Very good.
Well done.
Very good.
Well, my friends, I hope you've had as much fun out there as we've had in here. You should have been here right before the show. You ought to think about joining us on the quiz show, shouldn't they?
Shouldn't they?
Yes. Drop us a line if you'd like to play, and we'll get in touch with you. Really, really, we would love to have you play.
Or if you'd like to be the person in charge of waking Shayna up next time.
Yes.
That job is available.
It is.
Shayna.
I want to thank our
school.
Master
speak.
Of the Math, Ann Altman, our expert panelist,
hey.
Shayna, and Michael, and Mark. You folks are the best. Really, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you, Ed.
Big thanks to our... Oh, scratch that. We didn't have a caller. the quiz show is produced, as always, by Terry O'Connor. Most of all, thanks to you for tuning in this morning. My name is Ed Hollihan. We will be back in December with the biggest and best holiday quiz show you can possibly imagine. Thanks for listening.
Hot diggity.